there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A mile-high barn burner. Welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, belly to belly, as we give you the big tickle. And oh, what a fun night it was. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and uproariously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the hammer dunk of sports takes. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead to begin the night here, we start out. The green light's on now. The green light's on. Green light, go. So we begin in the Rocky Mountains. The opening round of the playoffs continuing. Game 2, Nuggets and Lakers in the Mile High City. And I was getting comments in my email about, you're not going to leave with the Laker game. No. You're not. You're going to avoid it. And, okay. I'm leading with the Laker game. I don't know if you saw the game or not. Maybe you didn't watch. Jamal Murray, have a night. Well, have about a 10-minute stretch. Jamal Murray, who struggled. He sucked at a time you cannot suck for the first three quarters of the game. And then he hopped on the magic carpet ride down the stretch. He had 14 points, but nobody's going to talk about those 14 points. They're only going to talk about one play. Let's go to the audio tape.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray. Got it to Hard. Denver bounced the comeback. They come back from 20 points down. They win game number two. 101 to 99 is the final. And the Lakers can take that L on the way out.
Yeah. I'm going to go on a limb and say this is the Nuggets radio broadcast. Yeah. Anyway, so listen, Denver, as you heard in the call, they're storming back down 20. And they take a 2-0 series lead, the best of seven series. The LeBron James squad already up against the ropes against a team that they seemingly do not know how to beat. So we turn to an old friend, a reliable friend this time of the year, the blame game. We get to play the blame game. I love playing the blame game. Now, the better story is in the losing locker room, so that is where we're going to focus. Congratulations to Denver, but a lot of people kissing their ass. We're going to focus on the losers, and the losers are the Lakers. They're the losers. In case you're wondering who the Lakers are the losers in this game. So let us discuss the question, who gets the biggest piece of the Lakers blame bacon-wrapped hot dog. We're going to slice up the bacon-wrapped hot dog because those are big in L.A. And then the biggest chunk of the blame version of the bacon-wrapped hot dog. So I've got biblical, jumbo size, and cartoonish. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make Rocky Mountain oysters, which I've eaten, and the Lakers can eat on their flight back from Colorado. So, A, listen, if you're going to talk about handing out a chunk of the blame sausage, it starts with Anthony Davis, which is bizarre. If you didn't see the second half of the game, you'd be like, what are you talking about? Anthony Davis had a great game. Why would you say that? You don't know basketball. That's why you're doing overnights. That's what you tell me. Okay, fine. But this game was AD in a nutshell. That's why he's got no legitimate championships, no real accomplishments in his career. He's a fraud. This game's an example of that. It's always a roller coaster ride. It's a biblical situation with Anthony Davis, right? It's the unibrow. If you look at the way he played in this game, so it's a nutshell. It is a nutshell of the way he's played most of his career because he's a perfect player for LeBron James to play with because LeBron likes to call himself King James. Well, Anthony Davis is like the King James Bible here. He's a biblical player. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away because he had a virtuoso game going for the Lakers. The first three quarters of the game, 32 points, 10 rebounds. He was in some foul trouble, but then in the fourth quarter, the unthinkable, the unimaginable happened for Anthony Davis. He played 10 minutes, took one more shot than my fat ass and your fat ass took in this game. One shot. He pitched a shutout. We scored as many points as Anthony Davis. How great is that? How wonderful is that? It's masterful. Absolutely great. Ah, so good. 10 minutes, did not score. Did not score. Meanwhile, it was like a layup line for the Denver Nuggets. And Anthony Davis, we'll talk about this more later, but he's complaining that he feels like he's unjustly been robbed of being defensive player of the year while he was playing like a matador. Ole, 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 ole. You get a layup. You get a layup. You get a layup. You get an open shot. Oh, so good. Oh, it was so good. And then the cherry on top of the sundae for me. I don't know about you. You can call up and tell me or send your messages on the internet, on the socials. But not only is Anthony Davis the guy guarding Murray on the game-winning shot, he then falls in to the Nuggets bench as the crowd is running on. You know, the Nugget players are going crazy. And Anthony Davis is sitting there, like kind of tumbled over as the Nuggets are in a celebratory mood. That was awesome. That was so good. Now, there are others other than the aforementioned Anthony Davis. How about D'Angelo Russell, who had 18 points in the first half, 6 of 7, on the money balls, and there was a little audio. If you're watching the TNT broadcast, they played some audio of Michael Malone talking to one of his players, and he's like, hey, it's not your fault. The game plan was to leave D'Angelo Russell open because he sucks. So you leave him open, let him shoot. And then I guess let him open, left him open, let him shoot. So he made 6 of 7 in the first half. Then at halftime, nothing's changed more in my lifetime than halftime adjustments. The Nuggets then decided to guard D'Angelo Russell. How'd that go? Well, not good for D'Angelo. In the second half, he was a big bag of suck. 2 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 4 on 3 points. Somebody do a wellness check on Reggie Miller, who I thought was massaging D'Angelo Russell. You see that, you haters? He's really good in the first half. And then he had to play the second half, and he sucked. Water seeks its own level. All right, now, it gets even better. Lakers coach Darvin Ham, this bozo. So good. You know what he reminds me of? Tom, he reminds me of, we were talking about let him play Joe Mazzulla in Boston. And Darvin Ham, I don't think he used one challenge to question the officiating at all. Now, after the game, Darvin Ham implied that the referees were to blame for the Game 2 loss. Well, rather than me just read the quote, let's go to the audio tape. Here's the Lakers coach, Darvin Ham.
Some tough calls, some tough non-calls. But, you know, you can't use any of that as an excuse.
You just did.
Then be ready to make plays, whether the whistle gets blown or not. It's getting real tricky. Go through the season games being officiated one way, and then you get in the playoffs, and then it's like, I guess it's up left to the interpretation of the three individual guys that's doing the job out there. But all that said, you just have to know that, it stings. Remember this feeling as we take it back home to L.A., and we got to give them that same feeling in Game 3.
So if you've ever had a job, you've probably gotten the compliment sandwich. You know where they say, oh, you're doing really well, and then they kill you and say you suck, and then they finish it up with a compliment. I've had that many times. If you've heard the show, you know why. But that was like the reverse compliment sandwich. That was like, listen, you can't blame the referees. Let me blame the referees for 30 seconds, and then I'll say, well, we just got to move on to Game 3. Oh, my God. That's essentially, what, you know, summing it up in a brief little package here. Darvin Ham essentially saying the game's being officiated differently in the postseason than the regular season. That's never happened before. And LeBron James also complained about the replay center and that overturned foul call that would have been against D'Angelo Russell. He was upset about that. So where are you at? Where are you at on Darvin Ham and LeBron James pointing the finger at the referees for the Lakers' loss? So this is not regular size. It's jumbo-sized chutzpah is what it is. The NBA pulled out one of their heavy hitters here, Scott Foster. He was the referee. Scott effing Foster. And Denver still won the game. And Darvin Ham and LeBron, what they're doing here is they're subtly going into the confessional. They're both admitting that the Lakers suck and they're not good enough to compete with the Nuggets, which we all knew anyway, right? But the only way that this can be a series is with meddling. And I wouldn't put it past the NBA to meddle with this, but outside of injury, the only way that the Lakers get back in this series when they go back to Skid Row there in L.A. is if the officials come in here and they meddle. And that's it. That's all. I mean, and I got to tell you something. I've been watching basketball a lot. I'm getting older. My entire life, the Lakers have always gotten the screw job from the referees. They never get calls. They never. Have you experienced that too? Like the officials have this clear hatred of Lakers. It's not like they lead the league in foul attempts pretty much every year. No, not at all. I completely get what Darvin Ham is saying. I do. I get it. And LeBron, I mean, has LeBron ever gotten a call? No, never. Doesn't happen. Poor LeBron. Let's have a bake sale. We'll raise some money for LeBron. All right. Anyway, the last part of this. So the Nuggets are up 2-0. How are things looking right now for Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and the reigning champions of pro bouncy ball there, the Nuggets? So I would say this matchup, which I'm enjoying the hell out of, I want the Lakers to have a 30-point lead in Game 3. I want them to have a 40-point lead in Game 4 and blow those leads. I think that would be just wonderful. But it's cartoonish, and here's why I use the word cartoonish. I'm going to date myself, but it reminds me when I was a kid, there was a Peanuts cartoon. And one of the famous scenes. Think of this in the cartoon bubble in my head. LeBron James and the Lakers are Charlie Brown. Okay, so they're Charlie Brown. And then you got the Nuggets and Jokic and Murray. They're Lucy holding the football. And LeBron and Charlie Brown over there, they think they're going to kick the ball and get suckered every time, thinking that Lucy's going to hold the ball in place and allow you to kick the ball and pull it away at the last minute. The Nuggets are treating the Lakers like silly putty, and it's marvelous to watch. It is like basketball porn to watch this. The Nuggets have now won 10 straight, and the Lakers, to win this series, if my Maller math is correct, they will have to win four of the next five they will have to win. So that's going to take a lot of officiating interference for that to happen. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Not all precincts are reporting in, but yes, almost time for that last supper for LeBron and the Lakers.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. The gift from the gods, the basketball gods. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere beside one another. As we get down to bedrock, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and vociferously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from climate as we undergo sports climate change on a nightly basis. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Freddie, who hates LeBron, and Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, think that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, coming from the other half of the bracket. Now, we are going to ignore the Cleveland-Orlando game. There's not much to talk about there, but two good games on Turner Sports, the NBA playoff doubleheader. We mentioned last after you're just new to the show here, the Lakers gagged a 20-point lead. You know how hard it is to blow a 20-point lead if you're good? It's pretty hard. They blew a 20-point lead against the Denver basketball team, and they did it in splendid fashion. Jamal Murray hitting a game-winning shot as time expired right in front of the Nuggets bench as Anthony Davis fell in to the bench, which likely means he'll be hurt and miss the next game. All right, so our lead, though, is from Gotham. The undercard featured the New York Knickerbockers, who gave out a bunch of tickets to celebrities. They make the commoners, the Wall Street crowd, also have to buy tickets, but the celebrities in New York get free tickets. They just can't say anything bad about James Dolan or the Knicks, and they're allowed to hang out and schmooze, and those are, you know, very expensive tickets. So they were all there. They were all, if you watched the game, Ben Stiller was hanging out there, Chris Rock. So in terms of the actual game, a historical type situation here. New York was dead for rights. Last rights were being handed to the Knicks there in this game. They were going to become the first home team to lose in the playoffs. And then New York guard Dante DiVincenzo, the old Villanova guard, he made a go-ahead three-point shot with 13 seconds to go in the game, and there was a helter-skelter situation. The Knicks went full Houdini and ended up winning the game 104-101. But the setup on this, the Knicks are up now 2-0 in the series. So the Knicks trailed by 5 points, down five, final 30 seconds of the game. Clock running, final 30 seconds of the game. And it's one of the all-time wackiest playoff comebacks, which would not have been possible without the generosity of the Philadelphia basketball team. The rally started with Jalen Brunson, who had been terrible, just horrific in this game. Jalen Brunson hit a three-pointer that hung around, bounced up on the rim, went down, corner three-pointer. The ball bounced at that point. It fell in. So at that point, it's a two-point game, 101-99. There's 27 seconds remaining. So Josh Hart, who played every minute of this game for New York, which is shocking. It used to not be shocking, but now it's like you're an Iron Man. Back before, it was just expected. But anyway, Josh Hart then stole the ball from Tyrese Maxey. Very generous of Tyrese Maxey to mishandle the ball. So the Knicks get the ball back, and they go out to DiVincenzo, and then he ends up missing. He missed the shot. Oh, no. Well, obviously, you know what happened. The former Clipper, Isaiah Hartenstein, grabbed the rebound and tossed it back out to OG Anunoby, who who then got the ball back to DiVincenzo, and bang, he made the shot there, and that put the Knicks up by one. They would go on and win by three, and that led to a spicy comment from Joel Embiid after the game. Here's a little taste of Joel Embiid here on his commentary.
And everybody on the floor was trying to call a timeout, myself included, Nico, coach on the sideline. But that didn't give it to us. But, you know, forget about the timeout. There's a bunch of fouls. You know, that's, yeah, like I said, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, see, that's the money quote. And that's all we need. We'll get to Nick Nurse in a minute, but we'll start with Joel Embiid. So you just heard it. Joel Embiid saying the Knicks loss, or the Sixers loss to the Knicks, was effing unacceptable. So where are you at on that particular quote? So I've got Fairbanks, Worms, and Jays. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a Zamboni, which they need at Madison Square Garden, but not for the Knickerbockers. It's the other team that's in the playoffs. So my first observation here, my first thought on this is it is effing unacceptable, but it doesn't go far enough. Okay? That's number one! I had to keep Lorraine on guard there. The first thought is it doesn't go far enough to say, hey, it's effing unacceptable. This is a playoffs, right? Not a regular season game, not a regular season game. We're talking about playoffs. Can't do it. Can't have it happen. That was a room service special. That was Santa Claus on Christmas morning is what it was. That was Hanukkah Harry on the night of Hanukkah. What are you doing? Right? With any kind of discipline, the Sixers close out the game. They had a brain fart. There was brain flatulence that went on by multiple players on the Sixers, and they sucked at a time you cannot suck. It was low basketball IQ. They don't want to talk about that. They just kind of gloss that over. But in the final seconds, the 76ers could not find, you could say they couldn't find the closer. And when they found the closer, they had the great Pete Fairbanks of the Tampa Bay Rays there, that he was the closer. And as we learned in a recent episode of the show, it was an all-encompassing type of suck. An all-encompassing type of suck when you have a five-point lead in 30 seconds of basketball to close the lead and you lose the game. That is all-encompassing suck, is what that is. Now, Philly plans to file a grievance. Do we have Nick Nurse? Here is Nick Nurse, the coach of the Philadelphia basketball team, talking about the final couple of seconds. They tried to call timeout, was not granted. So take a listen to his complaints.
Obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. The referee looked right at me, ignored me. I needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it.
He went on, the Sixers, to say through the media in Philly, they're going to file a grievance with the NBA over the officiating these first two games. Not just game two, but the first two games at Madison Square Garden. So let's wrap this one up. So the Sixers coach, you just heard him, a little taste of it. Nick Nurse, unhappy, angry, they lost the game, and said the officials ignored the timeout call at the end. There will be a grievance that will be filed here, according to the Philly media there. Do the Sixers have a prayer of winning the grievance over the shoddy officiating? So the way I will answer this, do they have a chance of winning? Yes. In fact, I would be surprised if the NBA doesn't say, hey, bad job by us. Now, we screwed that one up. Should have given you a timeout. But they're not going to replay the game, so who cares? It's not like they're going to say, all right, everyone back to Madison Square Garden. We'll play at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Just to have the Sixers come back on the train up to Philly, New York, and we'll play the game. They're not going to do that. So they'll say, oh, that was a bad job. But as I understand it, maybe I'm wrong on this, it's up to the discretion of the referee to grant the timeout. They don't have to give you the timeout. And I would assume the referees are going to argue, well, I didn't see it. You weren't clear that you wanted to call the timeout. And there's a gray area here and all that. Anyway, we pivot now to the award season And I was not planning on talking about this, but these quotes are so delicious. I have to go down this road. So they announced over the weekend the finalists for various awards. The Lakers center Anthony Davis was not one of the finalists for the Defensive Player of the Year award. And who gives a rat's ass? He does. He gives a rat's ass. He gave the mother of all quotes to a Laker sycophant scribe saying, quote, "I'll never get it," he said, of the Defensive Player of the Year award. He then went on to say, "They're not giving it to me. The league," here we go, buckle up, "the league doesn't like me," he stated. "The league doesn't like me. I'm the best defensive player in the league," close quote. And I thought it would be appropriate to talk about this on a night where Anthony Davis absolutely vanished in a big spot for the Lakers. I thought this would be perfect. So Anthony Davis said, and again, for those of you that are a little inebriated, Anthony Davis said that the NBA doesn't like him. That's a great quote. And that he's never going to win the Defensive Player of the Year award. Do you have any empathy for the unibrow? So I'll go first. I have none. I have zero. Zero empathy. The word for this is emasculating. What are you doing? Seriously. Anthony Davis, and it's appropriate. He gave these quotes before he went out and pitched a goose egg, a shutout, a perfect quarter down the stretch, not even scoring a point, taking one shot, although I don't even remember him taking the one shot in the fourth quarter. But this is the kind of attitude. This is why this guy's a dope, and this guy's a Nimrod and a Schmendrick and all those things. Anthony Davis. He did play a lot of games this year. I'll give him that. But his legend has already been formed. We talk a lot about this over the course of the year. We'll mention this several times. When the legend becomes the fact, you go with the legend, the man that shot Liberty Valance. The legend of Anthony Davis is he doesn't play. He's not reliable. And he's humming bars from this old century. It's from the 13th century. There's a childhood song, a kid song from Tonga. And it goes something like that. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll go eat worms. That's essentially what Anthony Davis just did here. And then he went out after bragging about how great he is. And I don't remember him making any plays in the fourth quarter. Do you? Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe I was in a coma or something. I blocked it out. But boo-hoo-hoo, they don't like me. Oh, my God. That shows you the personification of soft, the living embodiment of soft. And plus, we know he plays with LeBron. And if LeBron can't win the Defensive Player of the Year, Anthony Davis can't win the Defensive Player of the Year. All right, real quick, final point. The news on the coaching circuit in the NBA involving a podcaster. This is how pathetic the NBA is. They're now going to interview podcasters for coaching jobs. Did you see this? Yeah. Would you support J.J. Redick, the podcaster, getting the Charlotte coaching job? He's going to interview for the job. So I will go yes on this. I will nod my head yes. I support J.J. Redick getting a coaching job, as long as he ends his podcast and gets off my television. I fully support that. Way to go, right? And in fact, we will fully support him on Tobacco Road. We'll take him there. We'll buy him some cigarettes. The Hornets, the way I look at it, they're irrelevant, right? They're a spam team. They're a filler team. They suck. They've sucked for years. And they've tried to hire real coaches like that know what they're doing, and that hasn't worked. So why not hire a podcaster? Why not? Go for it. And I have an unpopular opinion on J.J. Redick because I saw him miss so many wide-open three-point shots in the fourth quarter during the Lob City years. I'm not a fan. But here's my position on J.J. Redick. I can put that to a side and look past that. So J.J. Redick is not really cut out for sports media. He's not. And let me tell you why. All right? There was a comment he gave a couple months ago that just outed him as a total loser and a guy that can't handle the modern media circuit, the way it works here, because here's why. It's like the Jays or the OJs, the old song from the OJs back in the 70s. Give the people what they want. J.J. Redick does not believe in giving the people what they want. J.J.'s annoyance, right, his annoyance with the fan who doesn't want to get inside the strategy of basketball, and he complained about it. He started some Fugazi podcast, which like three people are listening to with LeBron, about the strategy of the game. Who the hell wants to hear that? The answer is nobody, right? People tune in. It's been proven for generations now. People tune in for the drama. They don't tune in for the X's and O's. In fact, a lot of people are watching, they couldn't tell you the difference between a basketball and a volleyball, but they tune in for the drama. And J.J. Redick doesn't like that. So let him go coach a bunch of losers in Charlotte, and they can win 25 or 30 games a year, and he can brag about all his X's and O's. And then, of course, because of the jockocracy, he'll come back and get a job as a commentator again. That's how that works.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Here we go. Here we go.
How about that?
Here we go. Here we go.
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Blah, 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 blah. Yes, Koopaloop.
Well, Ben, we're gonna do two questions today.
Okay.
You already answered one of them.
All right, good.
The Chargers are betting favorites to land Jim Harbaugh's old running back from Michigan, Blake Corum. Now, some mock drafts have Corum being the first running back off the board in the second round. Others have Corum as low as the fifth best back in the draft and going in the third round. Ben, how do you think Corum transitions into the pros?
Well, I think he'll be all right. The better question, though, here, Coop, is Is Jim Harbaugh being legit with the football media? Is he really trying to get all of his Michigan guys together with the Chargers, or is this all a ruse? Like, what is the truth there? Because there's reports that they want J.J. McCarthy. They already have a quarterback, and they want the offensive lineman from Michigan. Is that all just a bull crap, or is that really what Jim Harbaugh wants? That's the better question. I think Corum will be all right, but it doesn't. Running backs, it's a temporary job. Even if you're good, you're a temp in the NFL. Next.
The Cleveland Guardians have the best record in the AL and have the best point differential in all of baseball.
I think it's called run differential, Coop. Oh, yeah, I don't want to touch up your work there, but
whatever. Do you think the Guardians are contenders or pretenders?
Well, they are contenders because of location, location, location. I know the Royals are playing better than expected, but they stink. The White Sox are horrifically bad. I don't think the Tigers are that good. So that's a bad division. So by default, they are in a playoff position. Now, do they have a lot of name brand players? No. Most average fans could not name more than a couple players on the Guardians. There it is, Coop. How did we do?
He failed. I'm in a bad mood.
No, you said you. I corrected your work, Coop. You said
exactly. Don't correct my work.
No, but you screwed up. I agree with that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We have our contestants, I think, lined up here. Let's welcome in our contestants. We have, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. We have Kelly, who is in Nashville. Hello, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, welcome. Kelly. She's the donut lady. Hello, Kelly. You ready? You want to play the game, Kelly?
I guess, yeah.
All right. Well, you don't seem like that. You don't seem that excited about it.
I'm excited.
No, I don't think you are. I think you're pretending to be excited. I think you're embellishing your excitement.
No embellishment. No, I'm good.
I don't know. Lorena, do you think she's fully excited for the game?
I don't know. She's all the way in it, Ben.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm not getting the vibe. I don't know. I mean, I can put you on hold if you want. I mean, if you want to wait.
No, Ben.
All right. Now, she yelled at me, so that means she wants to play the game.
No, I would like to win without other people being, like, taking up the time and doing all the madness. Like,
all right.
I'd like to win real.
I understand. You know. Legitimate win.
You don't want, like, a Ben Maller
Shut
type
up,
of
Coop.
Win.
All right, watch your mouth out of the soap and water. You take that crap from him. Slap him, Kelly. I'm going to slap him for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to slap. All right. Kelly, who do you want to partner up with, Kelly?
Ben, I'm playing.
All right, that's right. We're a team. We're a dynamic duo, Kelly. We can't be beaten. Double O Mexican is in San Diego. Hello, Double O Mexican.
Hey, what's going on, Ben? The screen caller was really mean, man. He was a jerk. He asked me what my name was, man. I mean, what the heck?
No, man. Total jerk. I got you. All right. Well, who do you want to partner up with? We know who you are. We met you. You came to the Maller meet and greet at the comic book shop. And actually, no, you went to the one in at the restaurant, right? You were at the one at the restaurant.
Yeah, the one where Poppy wore his fanny pack.
Yeah, when Poppy showed up, we were shocked that Poppy showed up. It was wild. It was all crazy. Anyway, who do you want to partner up with there?
Give me my cousin, Eddie Garcia.
All right. That'll be the team. Let me write an L right there. A little L for you, gentlemen. What are the categories here, Koopa Loopa? By the way, as Coop gets the categories ready, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search with just one connection? You can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here, Fox Sports Radio, a couple days away on Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington from Penn State, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. We'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's coming up Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Coop, what are the categories? Quickly!
All right, this is the Iggy Pop edition. He turned 77 years old today. The categories are 1969, Penetration, Gimme Danger, and Lust for Life.
All right, Kelly, which category would you like there, Kelly?
I'm going to go with Give Me Danger.
Okay. Give Me Danger and Double O Mexican.
I got to go with penetration.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
All right, very nice. All right, everyone hold on there. Don't hang up. Oh, what was that? Oh, see, I put the third line. See, there, I almost hung up on everybody, but I did not. I did not. All right, you hold on. You hold on. We will have, in its entirety, Maller's Mountain of Money. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, right to the game we go. And it's Maller's Mountain of Money. We put our contestants back up. Make sure you don't hang up on them. You are there, and you are over here. Kelly, we are up first, and it is the Iggy Pop edition. Coop, we are going with Lust for Life. Is that correct? Am I right on that?
Give me Danger.
Oh, Give Me Danger. All right, we'll give me Danger then. All right, we'll do Give Me Danger. These athletes all played through a major injury. Are you ready, Kelly?
Yes.
All right, 45 seconds of the clock, and we're on our way, and go. He was Shaquille O'Neal's buddy when they won championships with the Lakers.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes, golfer, had a lot of affairs, greatest golfer.
Phil Mickelson.
No, greatest golfer of all time, African-American.
Tiger Woods.
Mixed, yes. Pitcher for the Red Sox, he had the bloody sock. For the Red Sox?
Chris Schilling.
Yes, that's correct. 49ers safety in the 1980s. He supposedly cut his finger off at halftime to play in the second half for the 1980s 49ers. No?
Oh,
the guy played with a broken leg for the Knickerbockers. His performance is known as the blank game. The blank game. No? How about Rams linebacker in the 80s also played with a broken leg?
Oh, God.
Well, God was not actually one of the answers. That was
Ronnie Lott is the one that cut off
his
finger.
That's what I was going to say, and I didn't
say it. Well, say it! You're supposed to say it!
Oh, man!
You didn't
Ronnie
say it!
Ronnie Lott was on my mind!
You gotta say it!
I'm so mad at myself.
Jack Youngblood played with a broken leg.
Jack Youngblood, and then Willis Reed was the other one. All right,
Willis Reed game.
Double O Mexican, you have penetration with Eddie.
You two kids, you wild kids. Unbelievable.
These are some of the best pass rushers of all time. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
Just retired Rams dominant defensive lineman.
Aaron Donald.
Former Texans defensive lineman. His brother TJ is a Steelers star.
J.J. Watt.
Gap tooth, former New York Giant. He's on Good Morning
Michael
America.
Michael Strahan.
Former Colts defensive end out of Syracuse. Won a Super Bowl with Peyton
Dwight
Manning.
Freeney.
Yes. Hall of Famer, Cowboys, Broncos. Won a Super Bowl with Denver.
DeMarcus Ware.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hall of Famer with Super Bowl teams with the 49ers. Then he went to the Cowboys. Bipolar. Yes. Steelers linebacker. Opposite side of Greg Lloyd. White guy. Number 91. Played with the Rams
Kevin.
As well. Yes. Color.
Kevin.
Color.
Kevin Green.
Yes.
Well, it's nice of you. Nice of you to send him the answers, Eddie. That's the way to go,
man.
That is a sweep.
Al
so that
Bube.
is 340 points.
Killing it.
All right, so we get to go again. Take your time on this next round,
okay?
Take your time, Kelly.
Talk slow and confidently,
okay?
Kelly, would you like 1969 or Lust for Life?
I'm gonna go Lust for Life.
Yeah, of course. You have a lust for life, right?
All right.
Of course you do.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Sure. These are some of the flashiest.
Unlike Eddie and Double O Mexican.
Yeah, these are some of the flashiest.
It's a talk show. I'm
45
talking.
Seconds begin.
It's a talk show. All right.
Start the clock.
I didn't start the clock. No, we're not starting the clock till I say we're starting
the clock.
It's a Ben Maller show. All right. Money Team Boxer.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yes. Primetime. Coach at Colorado.
Deion Sanders.
Yes. Vikings receiver and went to the Raiders and the Patriots.
Oh, no,
and the Patriots. Great player.
Randy Moss.
Yes. Broadway quarterback for the Jets. Padres steroid cheater, slugger. Padres. He's on the team right now. Signed a 14-year contract. How about a Mets outfielder broke his ankle chasing a wild boar in Florida? No?
Don't say it.
Say poo.
Joe Namath was what you were looking
Nobody
for.
Nobody knows
there.
Who that is, Joe Namath.
I'm like, Broadway Joe, that's all I got.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah.
And then Fernando Tatis Jr. was the one that got banned on the Padres.
Yeah.
And then Yoenis Cespedes. Chase the boar.
The boar.
I was never going to get that.
No, you aren't.
That's
Double
a great
Mexican,
story.
You are a winner. You swept the category.
That's not impressive. You had all the answers there. Eddie gave
Talk
you the
about
answer.
How great we are.
You're not that great.
We just swept you.
I wasn't impressed.
Hey, one category.
I mean, you beat up on a woman.
Let the winner talk. Let the winner talk.
You're a loser.
Go Double
You're
Mexican.
You're a chauvinist pig. That's what you are. Yeah.
Take a victory lap.
Yeah. I don't hear him.
Hey, it's the Caleb's full moon.
Okay.
That's what you want. You wanted that, Eddie. That's your fault, Eddie.
That's all right.
You're the one that said
it. We don't have to say anything. We're winners.
That was such a bad answer. You lose the game, Eddie. You lost. That guy was so bad, you lost the game.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.